Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. NDPP President Chinwang Konyak says establishment of NDPP party is in consonance with desires of the people to have a change from existing political parties. Naga Council Dimapur appeals leaders of various groups not to involve in the affairs of the forthcoming Dimapur Municipal Council election. Advisor Department of Social Welfare Wang Bang Konyak says the department is taking up various schemes to uplift women, children and disabled persons. And Naga Hospital Authority Kohima gets a vertical garden on the National Clean Air Program. Now the news in detail. Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDPP, is celebrating its 8th Foundation Day today. In a message, NDPP President Chinwang Konyak said the party was established in consonance with the desires of the people to have a change from existing political parties. The president said it was with the vision of change that the founding members decided to start a new political party with a regional identity and a global outlook. He said the journey from inception till today has been challenging, yet the party has prevailed because of the dedication and hard work of all the party men and women who have stood steadfast with the leadership in ensuring that the party achieve its goals and targets. Chinwang said the success of NDPP would not have been possible without the resounding support and confidence of the people of the state, and thanked the citizens for the unwavering support and help. The president added that despite the success of the party, there are still many challenges and goals to be achieved in order for the party to deliver the commitments to the people of the state. Konyak also requested all the citizens to continue their support for the party and the government and work unitedly in taking Nagaland towards a state of excellence. Chief Minister Nipiryo, in a social media post, extended warm greetings to all rank and file and well-wishers of the NDPP on its 8th Foundation Day. Rio said the party reaffirms its commitment to serve all sections of society and honour its mission, vision and goals. Naga Council Dimapur NCD has appealed to leaders of various civil society organizations, groups and self-interest individuals not to involve in the affairs of the forthcoming Dimapur Municipal Council (DMC) election. The NCD in its extraordinary meeting of councillors discussed on peaceful conduct of the upcoming DMC election and viewed that Dimapur Municipal Council area is the most prone city for unlawful activities during such elections in particular. The NCD therefore resolved in strongest term that no leaders of any organization, group, individual or politician and non-residents of DMC jurisdiction should vend into the affairs of the ULP election for self-benefit. To this, the NCD said it will strictly monitor all such anti-social elements in and around Dimapur district, and that any organization, group, party or individual coming from outside to create problems will be doing so on their own risk and will be held fully responsible for any consequential unwanted incidents. Lamenting that there is total lack of development in Dimapur city in recent times, the NCD appealed the electorates to take the upcoming ULP election as an opportunity for development and come forward to exercise the franchise and elect the rightful candidates to foster development and progress. The NCD also appealed the state government to deploy sufficient security manpower in all polling stations and provide adequate security to the voters to facilitate free and fair election and for security of the electorates. Advisor Department of Social Welfare Wang Bang Konyak said the department is taking up various schemes to uplift women, children and disabled persons. Speaking at the annual officers' conference of the Social Welfare Department in Kohima today, the advisor highlighted the various schemes initiated by the government to help the most vulnerable sections of the society. Wang Bang further encouraged the officers to be sincere and work diligently and look after the grievances faced by the public. Kohima Forest Division under National Clean Air Program has set up a vertical garden at Naga Hospital Authority, Kohima, NHAK. the vertical garden was officially inaugurated today by Chief Conservator of Forests, Department of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Supung Nukshe. Speaking at a function, Supung Nukshe commended the medical team of NHAK for providing their services to the people of the state. He said many external factors influence one's mental and psychological health. The chief forest conservator said good and healthy environment with good surroundings are important factors for recovery of the patients. He said installation of the vertical garden will improve the air quality and aesthetic beauty, which will aid in the well-being of everyone, including visitors to the hospital. Managing Director NHAK, Dr. Senti Meran Aunok, lauded the efforts of everyone involved for the concept of the vertical garden at NHAK. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that India will develop all the requisite national strengths that will make it a leading power in the times to come. Speaking at a function organized by Traders Organization in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said that India's endeavor should be to enhance capability and competitiveness along with a business-friendly environment. He said that India has witnessed robust growth, sweeping reforms, radically improved governance, fiscal discipline, infrastructure progress, rapid digitization, and a focus on developing skills in India. The All Commercial Vehicle Association, ACVA, WOCA, commemorated its 10th Foundation Day today. Speaking during the program, President ACVA, C. Wenpi Nguli said, the association was formed in 2013 to address the challenges the commercial vehicle owners faced due to taxation from various groups. Nguli said, since its inception, the association has adopted the call for one government, one tax, and the district has become a tax-free environment for commercial vehicles. He expressed regret that over time, the members have become complacent and now lack cooperation. Nguli urged the members to adhere to the principles of the association and said only unity can take the association ahead. WOCA District Administration under Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan organized a one-day agri-preneurship at Sanyas today. During the workshop, the resource persons provided guidance on agri-preneurship schemes and opportunities available for youth while emphasizing the importance of a drug-free, healthier and happier society. The Directorate of Industries and Commerce has invited application from indigenous candidates of Nagaland to undergo 2 years diploma in handloom and textile technology. The department said the candidates should be in between the age group of 24 years as on 1st July 2024 and up to 26 years in case of SD or SC candidates. The candidates should have a minimum qualifications of HSSLC, SSLC or equivalent examination passed in a single sitting with mathematics, physics, chemistry as a subject in consideration for direct admission into second year through lateral entry. The course will begin in July 2024 at the Indian Institute of Handloom Technology, Jawahar Nagar, Khanabara, Guwahati. The department also informed that necessary detailed information and prescribed application forms can be collected from the office of the Directorate of Industries and Commerce, Kohima, during office hours. The last date for submission of form is on or before 15th June. Further, the department said no separate calling letter will be issued. And now it's Twenty News. Here are the headlines again. NDPP President Chinwang Gonyak says establishment of NDPP party is in consonance with the desire of the people to have a change from existing political parties. Naga Council Dimapur appeals leaders of various groups not to involve in the affairs of the forthcoming Dimapur Municipal Council election. Advisor Department of Social Welfare Wangpang Gonyak says the department is taking up various schemes to uplift women, children and disabled persons. And Naga Hospital Authority Kohima gets a vertical garden on the National Clean Air Program. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.